Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Good morning, video games.
He's getting more and more like a newsreader every time you try.
We're going with this one, though.
All right.
Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, both new and old, hosted by three very kind dickheads. My name's Ben Vidal. I'm also joined by regular co-host Adam Knox.
Thank you for having me.
And this week, Daddy's away, so we've replaced Tommy Dasilo with a previous guest from last episode, Mr. Benjamin Russell.
I tell you what, it was so delicious, I came back for seconds.
Oh, greedy boy.
Yum, yum, yum. Oh, yummy.
Don't tell mum.
Tommy's in Sydney.
Yes, he is.
What's he doing there?
He's doing professional live podcasts.
What's he doing,
he's
though?
Fucking up there with his other podcast.
Yeah, his other.
Does he have a bigger dick than me, that podcast?
I don't want to think about that.
That's my first question when I get cheated.
I think everyone loses in that situation. Yeah.
No, that's all I want to know. I don't want to know why, what in the relationship went wrong that it led to that. I just want to know dick size now.
Wow. Well, if it's
never happened
if dick size is audience size, theirs is definitely bigger.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But we're a grower, hopefully. Rate and review on iTunes. But yes, last week we talked about Fallout 4 quite extensively. And with Benny back, why don't we have a little update?
With the Fallout? Otherwise known as what everyone is playing.
Yeah, that's...
when you're on PSN or on your Xbox, like all I see in my friends list is Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Fallout 4. Fallout 4.
Fallout
Star
4.
Wars Battlefront? Fallout 4.
Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront. A lot of some people are playing that.
Some people are going in on
not
that,
us, yeah. though.
Oh, no.
So, too bad. Yeah, how much more have you played of that?
I haven't played... So, I was talking to Ben, and he's almost... I think you've finished the story.
I finished the story, from what I can tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're only 27. You're only level 27.
Yeah, so I've focused on the story. I haven't done the factions stuff.
Right.
For some reason, I think this might be maybe the weird play style that I had, but when I got into... let's say spoilers.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Can we just talk the fuck out of it? Although I don't want you to spoil it for me.
Yeah.
This is... Okay, I'll say it without spoilers. When I started working with a certain faction that comes up later in the game, it immediately cut off one of the existing ones altogether. I was like only a few... missions into that faction's, kind of story, and it just got cut off. Like, it just said, quest failed, and I couldn't keep doing it.
Which is weird, because I have gotten up to the point where it cut you off, and I'm still playing all of the factions against each other. I'm a real... I started a little bit hopeful, and I'm turning a little bit more, like, just more opportunist. So I'm playing... all of them off.
Well, that's because that's what I'd heard, because that happened in New Vegas as well, which Bethesda didn't do, I guess. But there were different factions, and the more one liked you, the less the other would like you.
Yep.
So it could do the same thing where it cut you off. But I thought there was a point where you kind of had to choose one.
Yeah.
And that's your guy. So I've been going through and like trying to do all of those ones.
Yeah,
same
me too.
As you.
Right. I've been trying to do everything. Like I've just done, like, I've gone to that other faction. And
I guess we can say the names of the factions. There'll be like slight spoilers. If you want nothing, then fucking...
Yeah.
So I've done the Institute.
Okay. Right. And so when I got on board the Institute, and I think this was just...
That
when
cut
I
off the Brotherhood or something? Oh, no, the Railroad.
The Railroad, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like deep into the Institute stuff. It was the first time I like was there.
Did
at
you
all.
Have a Railroad person with you as your companion or something?
No, I had the dog.
I didn't either.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, no. It's weird.
So that was weird. And
it makes sense. It makes
totally,
sense.
It totally makes sense. Yeah.
And you haven't built anything? I've got... So I'm like level 35. And I've got, I've done a nice little extension to my Red Rocket.
Ooh.
So that's got a two-story house
that's
right
nice
next to it.
If you can get it, okay.
It gets onto the front onto the roof and everything, and
yeah, looks, cool.
Built like massive walls around them.
Did you know you can fucking? I only learned this because I watched a video because I thought like that this can't be the way it works. You know how everything's always like a certain amount in front of you when you're building stuff.
Yeah,
and it can be really frustrating.
Mm.
If you hold, I guess it'd be L1 on a PS4. You can use the stick to then drag it closer to you.
Oh, yeah, really?
You
use
it up and down.
If you hold X, you can do that.
I had no idea.
I knew you could rotate, but I didn't. Yeah.
You can move it in the other dimensions. Yeah, as well.
Okay, that's cool.
It's really helpful.
Yeah, so I haven't really done a lot of building. I've done a bit. I've you know, chucked some turrets up and
I've made Hangman's Alley a 3-story complex. So it's got the ground store, and that's where I grow all my veggies.
Yep.
And then I've got like the first, which is like cooking. Third is all like sleeping quarters, and then the top one's my own little penthouse.
Your man cave.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That stuff's been kind of annoying because like the way it does it, like it has that little menu screen where they'll have the exclamation mark signs next to them if they need something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the, up the top.
Yeah.
For each settlement.
Yeah. And like if it says food too, but there's 6 people, it'll be like, a little exclamation mark, you need to come and help.
Yeah.
And that's, I haven't been doing a huge amount of the building stuff. And so that's been cut, like, there's been a lot of them just get wiped out because I didn't build any defenses.
Really?
There, so there's just no people there.
That's my part of my problem, though, is that I'll get on.
Yeah.
And play the game and just end up like, oh no, I need to put some rugs down to really liven the place up.
Yeah, so you just play like, The Sims at some point.
I just build forts, like that's all I do.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you've spent like 2 hours and you're like, wow, I've got a really nice little thing. I've done nothing of the story. Like,
My son is still out there somewhere.
Son's still out there.
Son, I know you're 23 now, but my God, you should see this penthouse. It's incredible. This rug ties the whole metal torn down look together.
Yeah, but it does build up your XP, so I'm like 35.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Every time you build something, you get a bit of XP. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been eating a lot of mutt fruit?
No, I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4. I haven't really
met anybody.
Hello. Yeah.
The food is actually really helpful. Like if you know how you've run into so many mutant hounds?
Yes.
If eating you some cook flesh? Them, then it brings your rads down.
Really?
So I haven't used any Radaways.
I rat away the fuck out.
Yeah, I got a lot of rat away.
I got a lot of rat away sitting in my pocket.
Ooh.
But I don't need them because I'm just eating them dogs.
Okay.
That dog meat brings them right down.
Yeah, I've really not explored a lot of that stuff. I've just gone hard on the story.
Are you hard or easy or?
Normal, I think.
You're normal. Okay.
Yeah, I'm normal. I usually play on normal.
Ooh.
I'm
normal
right now.
As well, but
think about that mutt fruit. Think about those mutt fruit.
Those mutt fruit.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's, yeah.
No, never mind. That's going to make a real gross joke.
How far along are you, Noxy, in the story, do you think?
Probably not as far as either of you. Like, I haven't finished it, but I haven't even gone into the Institute yet.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Because I've been holding off because I've been wanting to do all the Minutemen and the
so
Brotherhood
creepy,
and everything.
The little creepers.
Yeah.
They seem weird.
It's
like,
it's a creepy town.
I'm not in a rush. But a lot of the missions that you do for those different factions are kind of nothingy. Like, they'll give you a lot of
Especially the Minutemen.
Yeah, they'll go like, hey, man, you got to go get this settlement. And it seems like they're almost like
perpetually generated or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
they are.
Procedurally.
Procedurally, yeah.
You fucking idiot.
And perpetual.
Send in emails if you are angry at Ben being a dumb cunt.
So it'll be no different to any other week.
Procedurally generated.
Yeah.
I'm a procedurally generated dumb cunt.
So they'll just tell you, like, hey, go to this settlement and shoot a bunch
In fact, they definitely do because you have to do it multiple times for the same settlement.
No, they absolutely do.
You get to this settlement as well and they'll go, like, man, we've had these fucking raiders been bothering us so bad. They're here over the other side of the map.
Yeah.
Like they're hiking over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real frustrating.
It's really weird.
So that's where the kind of the cracks start to appear. But then like the first time
you
walk through.
But it's all optional. You don't need it.
That's true, yeah.
So
yeah. It just it makes it more of a game.
It probably just could be done a little better than it is.
Like, maybe, yeah.
It's kind of cool that it's there. You could have this infinite thing, I guess. But
yeah.
It's pretty blatant that it's just like X town, so, Y enemy.
When I first started playing it, I was super excited for it, and it's really fun, and it's still really fun.
Yeah.
I think it's, I still love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, because when I first did it, I was like, this is in one of my top 5
mm-hmm.
games.
Yeah.
I just fucking loved it. I don't know if it's still in there. and what's taken its place. But
and it's the sort of thing where like there are real obvious flaws with it. Like it's pretty fucked occasionally. Like there's some real bad bugs and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like it's crashed a couple of times for me. Yeah, I don't know if that's an Xbox thing.
It's quit me out.
Yeah.
It's tracked me out.
Yeah. I think
there's a weird thing where because I spent some time at my parents' house this week, and I took my Xbox with me.
You're taking a break from the mud fruit.
To really complete the aesthetic.
Yeah, I
go over to your parents.
Hey, Mom, I brought my Xbox. It's so heavy.
I was over encumbered the whole way home.
You can thaw out your own sausages.
But it was fun. My brother, I used his TV, and he's got a way better than TV than me now. I've got a fucking CRT TV now.
Oh, yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's just a...
No, it does matter. Yeah.
It's Let's hash important. It out, Noxie. Let's hash it out.
It's not going real well at the moment.
Oh.
But I put down this rug that's real nice.
Oh,
that's
yeah, good.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know about that. That's
yeah. You can cut a rug.
Oh,
no, serious.
Well, yeah. I'm a good dancer. I played more of it, and it's cool. There's some really good bits. Like, have any of you done the quest with the robots on the ship?
No.
Real fun.
I haven't done the robots on the
ship. It's this big robot guy who thinks he's a pirate.
Yeah, right.
And,
I flew past that shit.
Yeah, there's real inventive stuff like that in it, and then there's some of the like the more like, oh yeah, cool, I'm gonna go kill all these guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously all the bugs and stuff are there, but it'll be interesting to see. I'm really looking forward to seeing how all the mod stuff on the consoles works.
Yeah.
Like,
and they'll be releasing a patch soon. They're doing it first for the PC and then bringing it out for the consoles.
Right.
The thing, the PC one will be next week even.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Well, that'll be good. And some of the mods they've done already are, like, pretty useful things. Like, there's one where instead of your four little fucking words, like, sarcastic. That's annoying.
Say that a
sarcastic
lot.
Sarcastic one. Because it's never, like, sarcastic agreement or sarcastic disagreeing. It's always just sarcastic. And it'll just say some bad joke.
Yeah.
So someone's like, hey, man, thanks for helping. He goes, helping? More like blelping and fallout.
It's like the worst James Bond dialogue.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Pussy mudfruit galore. And she... It's,
I think that was a bit even below.
I did what I promised I would do.
Oh.
What's that?
I have a lesbian lover.
Oh!
Oh yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's 2277 or whatever it is.
Piper, me and Piper were together.
Me and Piper are together as well. Really? Yeah.
So we're like my dog.
Yeah, so we're girlfriends and we just sleep in the same bed and I get lover's embrace, which gives me more XP.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So she helps me.
Do you get to say anything?
Oh no.
Every morning
you get
when
to
you
see
wake
a Mass Effect style like soft focus scissoring.
If you actually want to know.
Yeah, I do want to know.
You just wake, she's just in the bed clothed when you wake up.
Okay.
Like normal, like in real life.
Like in real life, yeah. Yeah. Clothed and disappointed.
You have one extra mutt fruit in your inventory.
You can plant it and then assign someone to it.
To tend it.
Tend my mutt fruit.
That's where you came from, Joey.
I read this pretty funny article, I guess, on I think it was on somethingawful.com.
Yeah.
And it was it's like just some guy like playing through Fallout and it was like, oh, and now I'm going through this building and there's a skeleton and the skeleton's holding a ball. Must have been a child. Great environmental storytelling. And then I went to another building and there was two skeletons and they were hugging. There must have been a couple. Great environmental storytelling. Ugh. And it's not a bad criticism. Like the actual story of the game is not very strong. And it is easy to say, well, it's great world building, and it is, but I think that's a genuine criticism. If you can make a great game like this, get a bunch of good writers to do a good story.
So the story doesn't end up being that great.
No.
Some of the side things, I think, and this is always the way in those Bethesda games, is that the side things are often more interesting than the main things.
Because they're not constricted by a big, long, overarching story.
They can be silly or they can be weird. And there's been some things like that. Have you done the guy in Good Neighbor who wants you to get the brewery robot?
No.
There's this like brewery robot. He's like a keg, but he's programmed to either make beer or tell jokes. And I spent about an hour going through all of his jokes, and they're all.
That sounds
terrible.
Like that quest is like purpose built for you.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's like I can't remember any of the jokes because they're all that like most of them are like real cookie cutter stupid jokes. Just like, but he tells them like a robot as well. So he goes like,
yeah,
how many bees were sitting on the bench? 3B, BB. Like, it's, I can't think of a joke off the top of my head.
I'm clearly not.
No, you can't.
But.
What about like a chicken crossing the road one?
Yeah,
or
you could have literally done anything.
A knock knock.
You chose 3B. Like,
to try and invent a joke. You know,
oh, like, no, this is a great. This is going to get them.
These boys love bees. They're a real bee crowd.
I'm telling. No, my point was that the robot's not good at jokes.
I hate Fallout.
But yeah, the side stuff is a lot better, and I reckon the DLC stuff will probably be good again.
Yeah, yeah.
That was very good in the last one.
I'd like to some DLC where you play as like a synth or something. Like something interesting
cool.
Like that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But. The thing that I like most about it is that I'm not playing Destiny.
Yeah. You've weaned yourself off it.
Every now and then I'll go onto the, you know, Planet Destiny or Destiny Reddit, and I'll just be like, I hate this.
Fuck.
I don't want to go back. It was like, it's like being in a real abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And now I'm out and I'm like, I can't believe.
My favorite thing about methadone is that it's not heroin. It's been real good so far. It's still good. It's obvious. And the crazy thing is, this is like with Metal Gear as well, where at the end of it, I was kind of like, man, I don't know if I like that. But I played like 60 hours of it or something.
I don't think that Fallout 4 is a game that has... I don't think that we're seeing the flaws. I think that we're nitpicking because we played it so much and most of it's so good. I think that's the case. I don't think it is a bad game or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a really good game that could have been perfect, but I think the flaws are more obvious.
And it's one of those things when you really like something, the bits that aren't perfect, you're like, oh man, this could have been
totally
so much better if you'd have just done this one little trick that doctors hate.
Doctors hate you.
But it's...
Yeah, but to be fair, like the story is a pretty big part and it could be better.
Yeah.
I think it's still in my top five best games.
Yeah.
My top five would be...
let's go.
I've already
Is this in no order?
This is in no order.
Okay.
But it would be Grim Fandango.
Okay.
Nice.
TIE Fighter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Last of Us.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's real good.
Yep.
Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
And what's this one? I've forgotten it. Ooh. What's the little last boy?
What's the little pinky?
Oh, man. No, it's got to be shit. Maybe Mass Effect.
They're
good.
I reckon the second one for me, and the second one would be in my top five. I reckon Mass Effect 2, Last of Us, Red Dead Redemption. I had another one that I was just thinking of. Fuck.
Day of the Tentacle, I want to say.
Yeah.
Fucking love that game. I love Paul Schaefer's games.
Yeah.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. I'm making a game. Oh, okay. So you go over.
Pac-Man ghosts. A Pac-Man ghost.
Ooh.
Buy a piece of toast. Basically, it's just Dave Letterman makes a game, and then Paul Schaefer makes it again immediately afterwards.
Yeah. So you got a gun to your dad's head.
Yeah.
Like, gun to your dad's head.
I got a gun to your dad's head,
and you got it, and they're like, Ben,
yeah,
you have to tell me your top five games, otherwise I'll murder them.
Yeah.
You have to do it right now.
Okay, I remember the one that I initially thought of. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Right.
That was very good.
Okay. Mass Effect 2.
Look at the fear in your mother and your father's eyes, Ben.
Red Dead Redemption, The Last of Us, and I'm going to say Civilization 5. I've played a lot of that.
Your dad's lived another day.
That was my fifth, XCOM.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you going to get the second one?
Probably.
Next year? I think it's early next year, and it's only on the PC.
Get a better laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of annoying as well, because the console versions of that were really good.
I didn't play the console version.
I played the Xbox version.
I played the PC version.
The controls worked really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I can see that happening.
All right.
We mentioned
you've got a
Army
gun,
Men,
a gun,
Army Men 2, Army Men Air Attack, Army Men Soldiers at Large.
Oh, small soldiers.
No,
Robert just killed you.
Oh, no, Dad. Dad.
And they didn't believe you.
Yeah. They just weren't happy with his choices.
Army Men, what are you kidding?
I didn't really think about it because I remembered bringing up Mass Effect. I just wanted to point this out. This is breaking news.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you want to hear some breaking news?
I'd love to.
Breaking news. Breaking news. There's some stuff about that new Mass Effect been leaked.
What new Mass Effect?
And Mass Effect Andromeda.
Ooh.
They announced it at E3, but just like with one of those videos that says nothing about it.
It's going to be set in the Andromeda galaxy.
That would make sense.
So the main character is called the Pathfinder. And apparently this story is going to be about them trying to find a new home for humanity. So it looks like you're going to be exploring a bunch of planets in this new galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Which sounds fucking awesome.
That's cool because the Reapers, spoiler alert, they were only just for our galaxy.
Yeah.
That was just a thing. That was the cycle of destruction and shit like that from the Reapers was just a galaxy-wide thing, which I always thought was...
I assumed it was universe-wide, yeah.
No, it was just galaxy.
Wow, okay, that's cool.
They would just come in from dark space in between it.
Did they retcon that after the third one?
No. It gives that away.
No, okay.
They always said it was for that galaxy.
So I'll just really quickly read out like the bullet points here. Apparently,
yeah,
it's two squad mates with you. Like before, so far there's a human blonde. Hello,
I'm gonna probably have sex with her.
Yeah,
and a Krogan mentioned. Hello,
probably have sex with her.
All squad mates have jetpacks, which come into play in exploration.
Okay.
That sounds cool. Jetpacking around will be fun.
Yep.
Jetpacks.
The Omni Tool has
more... Where are my jetpacks? It's 2015.
Hoverboard.
Hey, guys, did you know it's been 500 years since Back to the Future Day? That's how Mass Effect Andromeda opens.
Right.
Omni Tool has more functionality. For example, a combat shield.
Thank God.
Yeah, that sounds...
That's what we've all been missing.
Just fixing the cover system.
Greater detail in character facial features and models. You could probably have assumed that.
Yeah.
Good.
Destructible environments. So, like, the walls that get blown up and stuff.
I can give or take that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It would look cool, but that's fine.
It's fun.
Completely different ship.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I love the Normandy. Sick ship.
Hints at customizing your Mako, which is that vehicle from the first one.
I didn't like the vehicle stuff from the first one.
I really, really liked it.
Really? I played it on PC and I didn't.
Did you play the DLC for Mass Effect 2 where you got to play the hovering tank?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I did.
That was pretty fun.
That was fine. That was good.
The thing, like, the Mako control badly or whatever, but I like
the Mako controlled like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
The thing of going to this crazy planet and driving around it, especially when there was nothing to see.
a weird justification.
Ben just spilled like a tiny bit of his drink on his shirt, and it just made me laugh so much because you did it like nothing had happened. Your face stayed like you were a French aristocrat.
Let's do something. Tomorrow of life, huh?
That really made me laugh. New ship travel system where you manually fly the ship instead of like the map.
That could be cool. Those kind of dogfighting games, like your TIE fighters.
The enemies are bipedal cross between Vorcha and collectors. I don't really remember what Vorcha looked like.
They were kind of the goblin looking ones.
Like
collectors were the bug looking ones.
Yeah, they were the old guard of civilization.
yeah, they were from
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently the enemies are dropping in from Cerberus ships, so they're still around.
Oh yeah,
Cerberus is still around.
Yeah. Apparently Cerberus still at large. That's kind of disappointing. But
Cerberus was the anti-alien.
Yeah, they were the ones you're working Pauline Hansen of
they were the reclaim the galaxy.
Reclaim the galaxy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, listen, we're down here with Cerberus. We're gonna do a
think they should fucking salute the Milky Way flag, which I'm wearing as a cape.
If you can't sing,
I've got a Milky Way
national anthem. Then you don't belong here.
Oh, Earth, I fucking love it. Well, the last plane out of Sydney's almost.
Hey, thanks, Bezza. Those flags behind, they were a real treat. Thank you so much, boys from Sydney. You guys are great.
They're based in Sydney.
Yeah, mate.
Well, that's exciting. I love the Mass Effect series.
Yeah
me too. I did like it.
And I had no idea that there was anyone coming out.
It's I'm real glad because there was a while there. I was like, okay, they're gone forever.
Yeah,
but
I almost wanted it to go forever.
Yeah, well, the flip side
is the best way to do it.
It's not Matrix these things.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people kind of feel like the third one did Matrix it, like that ending. But I'm not one of those people.
Very good.
I'm not one of those people. I thought the ending was fine.
I was become one of the machines. So I became the machines.
Yeah.
That was the best one because that means you're like, oh great, now I'm just gonna guard over fucking.
I think I might have done that. I didn't do. What was there was like this?
I honestly don't remember
the one where you combine everyone into both.
You get rid of all technology, right? Was one of them?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, including the Reapers, but including all artificial intelligence,
all the mass relays.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Join the machines, and I think the other one was.
You just merge with them.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the other one was just continue the cycle in the DLC.
Oh, just leave it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the best way to take a new one is to like send a different group of people off to like a different galaxy.
A different galaxy. Yeah, I like
aliens,
that.
New everything. But I kind of the same sort of core.
I was like it was idea. So that story was so epic that it would be impossible to be.
You can't keep Shepard around. You can't go back to that. Yeah,
and let's like. Oh, this happened to someone just in different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They were...
Man, how could the same shit happen to the same galaxy twice?
Hey, man, have you been hearing there's some crazy things that are happening on Earth? I don't care. I got a different mission. Let's not get involved in that.
Yeah.
We got something. I got a baby I need to find.
That'd be great if it starts with, like, if there's, like, one line early on where they're like, man, did you hear about all the Shepard stuff? Irrelevant.
Yeah. I got to find my...
Why do you want him to be like this? Where is he even from in your world?
And why is he looking for his baby?
I got to find my baby and avenge my parents.
You want to play the Fallout 4 storyline in
no,
Mass Effect
No, it's
world.
Just everything. I just got to avenge everyone. I come to this place and I'm going to make it for myself. It's Grand Theft Auto.
It's just like the Jewish immigrant New York story, but in a different galaxy.
Yeah, it's ready. People are ready for that.
That sounds fucking awesome, actually. Just once upon a time in America.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I would love to see like instead of because I was reading about like Bethesda and the reason why they went to Fall and started working on Fallout again is because A, they wanted to, and B, they were like more. We didn't just push the continuing of the Elder Scrolls because more people like sci-fi is more popular now,
right? Yeah.
And I like that, but I think there's so much stuff that's it's so clean and high tech, and even Fallout 4, to a degree, is still clean and high-tech, but a different genre. It's also, like, fucked up as well. But I would love to see some more, like...
Cowboy Western, fucking,
like, real, like, just...
Frontier shit, yeah.
Dirty stuff that's been used in space, like, high-tech stuff that's
In the, like, brief trailer thing they showed at E3 for the new Mass Effect, they had just, like, some cowboy fucking song playing, and he's like... It's all like pre-rendered stuff, and he's flipping through these different pictures of worlds, and then he settles on one that just looks like Arizona, and then like walks into the screen and then drives off in like it's a horse.
Yeah, right.
It looks like it's going to be a western-y fucking Mass Effect, which
that's
sounds cool. Awesome.
That's great. Yeah.
Because I was reading it as well, like Take Two games.
Yeah.
2K. The publishing people that do a lot of the Rockstar games, like the,
I think that's Take Two.
I think that is Take Two. Take Two.
They were saying that they were talking about annualization of games and how you've got all the cons that come with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is like a big thing, and also COD, which is just like the same game all over. But they were like, we're trying to like just build IPs so we can have one of those IPs going and bringing in revenue for this studio while letting the others rest and building that back up. Because I think that's what worked with Fallout 4 is it was such a long time for that brand to rest.
Totally.
And the guy was like, for example, like, we haven't forgotten about Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
That's still one of our IPs. And I was like, that's so fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was talking about Bioshock and how that's something that we'll never let go.
Yep.
We just can't. We're never going to let go.
They will never stop developing those two franchises.
Well, it's the same as if you look at
it. They're so good. In fact, I think Bioshock was on one of my top fives. So I don't know. But it's such a good game. It's such a good IP.
It's smart as well because the majority of movies, excluding like the Marvel ones, I guess, like that's the model the movies follow, is like Die Hard 3 will come out in 1995 and Die Hard 4 will come out in what, like 2006 or something it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, not any... Maybe the quality isn't great, maybe, or whatever.
Not a great example.
Yeah.
You know what you're trying to say. When you get one thing every 10 years or whatever, it's kind of way better.
Yeah.
It's way more... Because you can have other stuff in there, and I'd rather, like, fuck, man, that most recent Call of Duty really burned me on the whole thing.
It's like it's like Sony with Spider-Man are what Ubisoft... They're Ubisoft.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So Sony is like Ubisoft, and then...
Totally.
Yeah,
and they're like, and no, Batman, let's just keep doing Spider-Man movies.
What if Spider-Man's in Paris this year? What if he shows up in old London?
Hey, hello, I'm Creepy Crawly, man.
Oh, now Spider-Man doesn't have a face.
I'm kind of keen, though, for BioWare to, speaking of that, create a new property. Like, they're a great company. That. They've done some great games.
Yeah.
I'd be keen for something new. Like, I love Mass Effect, and I loved, like, Mass Effect.
I know that it wasn't a very successful game for BioWare, but did you ever play Jade Empire?
No.
No.
It was really good.
That
was really?
The Chinese mythology kind of one, right?
It was in between KOTOR and KOTOR 2.
Okay.
And KOTOR 2 obviously was like that super rushed version.
And that was Obsidian.
But that was Obsidian as well.
Yeah, right, that was Obsidian, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, well, then I'm all fucked up. But yeah,
it was like before Mass Effect.
It was after KOTOR.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of, and it kind of, I don't think it must have sold very well.
Yeah, right.
But it was this cool, like, Asian mythology type, like they had water gods and things like that.
Yeah,
and it was, but it was more combat based. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Well, and that's,
it was more combat based.
Right,
and that was the combat system that they used in Mass Effect 2.
I guess for like a decade as well. That's what BioWare did.
Fucked up.
Yeah, because like for a decade they went Knights of the Old Republic, Jade Empire, Mass Effect, and then Dragon Age, I guess, which are all new things.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was fucking cool.
Yep. And the first Dragon Age was great. I did not like the second, and I couldn't get into the third.
Yeah. You've got it, though, and you haven't played any. You've got two copies there.
I played a bit of the PS4 version.
Okay.
We got the PC version for free from EA, which was very nice.
Oh, nice.
But I've tried to get into the third one, the Inquisition, but... I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, but I love the first one. It was very much like, here's Knights of the Old Republic, but medieval.
Knights of the Old Republic was so fucking...
That was fucking awesome.
I've played that like fucking 10 times or something.
I've only played it in like 2003 or whenever it came out.
Do you guys ever play The Old Republic?
I did play it a bit.
I'd like to play it now because apparently they've got a DLC which is basically just KOTOR 3.
I've heard that. Yeah, that they've said like, and they've said you like, it's kind of like KOTOR 3, and 4, Exile. And 5.
Yeah,
as well.
There's
right.
like so much of it that it's this huge, and it's free now, too.
It is. Mm. That's why I gave it a shot. It was free, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot. I don't like massively multiplayer online role-playing games.
No, I hate like,
I really don't like them. I've never played WoW.
I did, but...
Yeah,
but that was a long time ago.
Time investment. I played World of Warcraft for 3 vital months in my education.
Yeah.
And I realized like, oh man, this is just going to either having to coordinate time with anyone.
Yeah.
It's probably the same case with Destiny as well.
Destiny is a little because it's got so many different third party programs that you can just log on and people are like, just add you.
Yeah.
Right. So a really good third party that. matchmaking.
Yeah,
okay.
But then again, the part of the problem is that you just get teamed up with like 10-year-old and a racist.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, fuck, man. Like, I've got a 10-year-old kid that's like, yeah, you guys don't know shit, fuck you. And then I've got a racist, and it's just like, oh, man.
What does the racist say?
Oh, I don't know. Probably stuff that's real bad.
He says, reclaim the galaxy.
Yeah. It's just fucking, there are just too many assholes out there, which is why I don't like.
Yeah.
And WoW was a horrible place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially those PvP servers.
Right.
I remember getting fucking just destroyed so hard by other players.
Yeah. I remember it was that sort of that shitty time of the internet when like people, it was around like 2006, which is when I played, it was when people started to turn. Maybe it was just like me being more, it being more visible to me.
Yeah.
When people started to suddenly be like, hey, maybe we should like start calling the cops on the people and stuff.
Oh, what is it? Swatting?
Like, swatting,
And I feel like around then is when that sort of stuff started to happen. I mean, I guess it was like more...
But that's more Counter-Strike, isn't it? I thought that's where that
They do it with a lot of just Twitch streaming people these days.
That's right.
So fucking weird.
Yeah, there was like that guy where you saw the cops like bust in on his Twitch stream. Like he had his webcam on.
There was There was this fucking sick LAN cafe in Northbridge in Perth that I would go to sometimes and play some Counter-Strike.
I only went to one of them
fucking
once.
Mad Counter-Strike and Battlefield 1942.
Oh, man, that was a great game. Yeah, I loved
just,
that.
Like, yeah. A bunch of my friends, like just real nerd friends, get together and play that.
I remember
It was weird.
I wanted. Yeah. I remember reading
it was
about
a weird Battlefield.
Time. you want to hear weird?
I wasn't proud.
I did like LAN gaming Battlefield 1942 with my dad. Yeah. And it was cool.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I had a gun to his head.
Had a gun to his head. They had a gun to your grandpa's head.
Yeah. And we both had Mr. to team Brunel. Up, take down the Nazis.
I remember reading about Battlefield 1942 in some magazine and being fucking super excited for it. And buying it and having a computer that just could not run it to the point where all that happened was like some walls would show up and they'd all be just blue. There'd be no textures and stuff and it'd all be blue. But I wanted it so much that I'd play it like that and kind of pretend that it was fine. Like, like the graphics aren't as good as they could be on a better machine, but I'm basically playing it.
Yeah.
It didn't work. I was a sad
little boy. I remember that's what happened when I played, because I played WoW for a while.
Yeah. Mm.
And especially when you got into the Draenor expansion.
Yeah.
It was ages ago. And my computer just couldn't run it.
Yeah.
It was this old, it was a shitty compact, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck.
Fuck, it's been a long time since I've experienced that. And I bought my PC 3 years ago and just like haven't had a single problem with that at all. But man, like that used to be every game, like back in the day. Like, unless it was like Jazz Jackrabbit, it was fucked.
Yeah, it was crazy trying to get your computer.
The one benefit of consoles is like you could definitely play everything.
Now it's like things, they sort of cater to a more wider range of operating systems.
Well, and it's so much simpler as well because like all the patches that if something is broken will just automatically download if you buy it on Steam or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to
keep
track
of. Except if you're Batman.
Unless the game is just fucked forever. Man, that's fucked. Yeah. By the way, I don't know if we've ever brought this up, but it's worth pointing out to anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
If you bought Batman on the PC, you can get a refund until the end of the year.
Mm.
And all the reviews have gone into pre-release. They've been moved from current release to pre-release now, again, for the second time.
Man.
You're just like, whoever employed
so
this company.
It's so fucking weird. Because it worked perfectly on the PS4. It was really good.
Sick game.
Yep.
It was fucking great. And it's been like 6 months since then.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. I haven't talked to anyone that's actually played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But apparently it just is unplayable.
Yep.
It just works.
I never really I don't remember what my PC was like back in the day. I know it had a little button that you pushed it
turbo,
and it was a turbo button.
Turbo.
Love that turbo.
Did that do anything?
I think it made the CPU a little faster or something. I know I push it and go.
No, we don't like turbo. We keep the in this house. We keep the turbo button. Hey. Go play some video games, but don't be pressing that turbo button.
Hey, if you press turbo...
that turbo button press, you're in big trouble, mister.
What are your five favorite games? Quick! I got a gun to you. It's
watching Ben Russell wind up to that bit was a thing of beauty.
I remember it was a lot of like fucking, you know, Wolfenstein and Alley Cat.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you had a Nintendo 64 that could run way better games.
Yeah.
I got heavily into, again, Paul Schaefer's games.
Yes.
So, like, Day of the Tentacle.
Yep.
Man, Monkey Island was
fucking
great.
Sick. I've never gone to Monkey Island, but I did.
Oh, really?
Like,
really?
Yeah. Day of the Tentacle, Full Throttle, Sam and Max.
Yep.
Grim Fandango.
All the way. Then Grim Fandango. Well? Yeah. Grim Fandango is still such a fucking amazing game.
Did you do the remastered thing?
No, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
I think I bought it.
It's out on the network. I would love to. It's such a good game.
Yeah. I remember getting about halfway through like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So I should probably get that.
It's hard and it's like, it's so well acted.
Yeah.
The visual style is so unique.
Mm. It always used to piss me off with those adventure games though when like, the solution would be like, of course you combine the rubber chicken with the tree. And
yep.
then some dumb weird animation that you never could have predicted would happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's very
that
Monkey
happened
Island.
In Monkey Island yeah. a hell of a lot.
Yep.
Which has gone away a lot in like modern adventure.
Totally,
games.
Yeah, they hold your hand. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's, like that's what gaming is now. Yeah. yeah.
Well,
yeah.
now gaming is like the Telltale are like.
Do you like those Telltale games?
The adventure games? I have played a lot. I'd like to, because recently, Walking Dead season 2 is out on PSN.
Right.
It was free. One of the free games. The whole season.
Oh right.
Okay.
And so I'd like to replay it, but I remember playing it on my friend's 360. He had season 1, season 2.
Yeah.
And I played it, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
I really loved playing The Wolf Among Us. Like, that was such a good game.
I haven't played any of the ones. I've played Walking Dead ones.
I played the first episode of both the Borderlands.
Yeah.
Which
was really good, and I'd like to go back to. And I played the first of the Game of Thrones, which was also really good. But also just like, it was right when I started to get sick of Game of Thrones.
Right.
Like, this last season that's just gone past, I haven't watched anything, because I was just like, people go so crazy about this.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm so impatient now. I'm
like,
you're doing something that hasn't even been completed yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people are just going, I just want, I don't know. It's just started to suck.
Yeah. I found my problem with the Walking Dead game was the same problem I had with Heavy Rain, where the story and the characters and stuff were really good, but the physical gameplay just shitted me. Like, it just wasn't fun. That wasn't the fun part of it.
It's basically just a choose your own adventure TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it really is.
Yep.
Everything
else
is
like a interactive novel type.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is all I wanted from that. And it's
I'd like to play the new Life is Strange.
I've heard that's really good. I've heard her story is good.
Yeah, right.
Which is, I think, a similar thing.
Yep.
There's a lot of those sort of things at the moment from, like, the sort of indie type.
But apparently the Back to the Future of Telltale, one of the first ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
And Sam and Max Telltale, which was also one of their first.
Fuck. Right.
So they reunited Sam and
Max. Yeah, there's heaps more of those I need to play.
So I'd like to play those two, especially because apparently they're quite good, and that's what got them their note. Like,
it's
fucked how much they're doing. They're doing a Minecraft one as well.
Yeah. Really? Which apparently it's good. Like, their writing it can be really good. And that was evident not so much in the Walking Dead series, even though it was really good, but for me, especially The Wolf Among Us.
Right.
That was such good, like, storytelling.
Yeah.
And it was so well written. And you'd love that hard-boiled detective.
Yeah.
But with that splash of fables in it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I love a detective
story. It was so good. You played the big bad wolf and you were, like, solving these serial killer murders.
Fuck, that's great.
Okay. And at the end, it all came down to your... Like, they tied in all your past actions really well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because how you treated people and things like that.
Well, again, that was a problem people had with Mass Effect 3, I guess, is that at the end, it didn't matter what the fuck you'd done.
This one, they made your choices really matter, and the storytelling was sick, and there was twists, and you were like, fuck yeah.
Nice. So, Rusty, you played the Battlefront beta, is that right?
I did, and now that it's out, and I haven't gotten it.
Yep.
And because I've read some reviews, and I played the beta, and it's just like,
yeah.
Why do I just want to play for... I'm just paying the price of a full game for just one aspect of the game.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, that's true. All the DLCs.
Totally not interested in it for the same reason.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
It looks great, and it looks like a great Star Wars game.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. Graphically, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really captures that atmosphere. But it's... There's only, like, Walker Assault.
Yep.
Is the thing that captures it.
Right.
And that's one mode.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a couple other modes. Then you got like two or three fillers.
Yeah.
Like apparently hero mode is kind of
bullshit.
And
then just be like a deathmatch thing as well.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a bunch of filler modes. And you're like, I paid like $80 for just a multi, like three multiplayer
games. And then all the maps are going to be the season pass thing, which is another $60, $70, whatever that is.
Yeah. It's just like,
it seems like the sort of thing where in a year there'll be one of those game of the year editions of it with everything.
But that's what's happening now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way that game, we're just getting, I think we talked about it last episode. Games are just getting released that are barely a game.
Yeah.
Like, someone was saying in Battlefront, you remember like the second Battlefront, Battlefront 2, they had Galaxy Conquest.
Yeah.
Were you able to like go conquer galaxies and you could be the rebels or Imperial and you could like take over the galaxy. And it was almost like those little grid kind of conquest games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like Sid Meier's Starship, if you're
right, right. Yeah,
and but it was also inside of that was just the normal core gameplay.
That sounds cool. I've never played
it. I think that was the only one I'd played at this point. It's the only one I have played at this point. Yeah,
it was so simple, but it was just like that's. It just adds so much more to it.
Yep. And this is like a watered down Battlefield game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in like defense of it. My guess would be, I guess not defense.
I think it's a really good game.
I think the explanation would be that like obviously they were forced to bring it out before the movie came
out. Totally. Yeah.
So I guess they focused on like, all right, well, we want to make the stuff that's in it work, so we can't.
But then they're also waiting till the movies come out to release a bunch of DLC.
Like, no, yeah. Totally. Yeah, it's. I guess, like I say, it's not in defense of it. That's just the reason. But it is still kind of gross, and it's the sort of thing where, like, yeah, it's not enough to make me buy something, especially when there's been so much shit come out lately. Not shit as in bad, just so much stuff.
Totally.
Just shit as in the cool way of saying stuff.
Oh, radical guy.
Yeah, like how people in bands say
tubular.
It.
Yeah,
all right.
But I can't... Yeah, I can't justify it to the.
Yeah, no, when I'm putting shit behind a pay gate.
Yeah. When I see people playing it on the PSN,
you're
I'm like.
The game that I should have.
Why aren't you playing Fallout 4 still, guys?
See, like, Halo 5 as well. Halo 5 just released an update with four new maps.
Yeah. For free.
For free. Completely free. They're all going to be free. And they're doing it because there's like this microtransaction system in it that is totally. Optional though, it really
is. But it's not pay to win.
No, you can make the argument that it kind of is, maybe, but not massively.
Okay,
so it's it kind of is, but it's not really.
And are they going to do? I mean, I know that didn't work very well. You know, those Spartan Ops.
No, I don't think
they did away with that. Those ones were very
successful. I never even played them.
No,
but yeah, that's been good. I actually tried a little of that the other day, and it's cool. All the maps are good. They brought in back like the Big Team Battle playlist, which was like
it did a gulch,
one in
a new gulch. Yeah, I loved that map. That map was real so good. Sick.
Real good. And they brought it back for free, and they're all going to be free. And it's just, yeah, it's such a big contrast between that and the way that someone like EA will do it with the Battlefront thing. So, yeah. None of us have played it, but that's a do not buy on the official Filthy Casuals.
I just hate that shit. I hate that in pre-ordering.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just like forced DLC that should be. A game, game.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you.
And that's the only way to have an opinion on it is to just not buy the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, that was part of the reason why I didn't buy an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Is because they were going to do all that weird shit with...
Which they totally went back on.
I know, but they burnt me. And I was like, I hold a grudge.
Yeah. Not in my house.
Hello, Sony.
So I switched over to Sony.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did. And
I think so, yeah.
Something I saw...
It was just that one thing at the start, even though they've gotten away with it and they're kind of backpedaling.
And especially because Xbox had their presentation first, Sony came out and were like, we're not doing any X stuff, guys. Yeah. We're good everywhere. And then, fuck
They just appealed to the core hardcore gamers.
Yeah.
Which Xbox was like... No, look at the Wii. It's so good. Let's appeal to these casual gamers.
Yeah.
That's going to work out in the long term.
Hey, guys, you want... You know how everybody is watching TV these days? What if your TV was slightly more complicated? Welcome to the Xbox. It's so... Yeah.
All right, boys. Let's wrap this episode up.
All right.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Children. Thanks, Benny Boy, for coming back.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
That was real fun.
Enjoy coming and just a bit of a chin wag.
Enjoy having a chin wag at the podcast.
Shit the breeze.
If you want to hear us have more chin wags, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's Facebook, it's Filthy Casuals Podcast. Twitter, it's Filthy Cass Pod. Rate and review us on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes and you get the latest RSS feed.
All right.
I feel awkward. But also a little horny.
All right, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.